This podcast is brought to you by the Canadian Bureau for International Education, CBIE. Within the complex environment of international education, the CBIE podcast seeks to elevate the voice of practitioners. CBIE wants to create a space for learning where we can discover new ideas, challenge our preconceptions, and advance our internationalization efforts. The CBIE podcast is for the community, by the community. In each episode, you will hear from experts in our field as they answer your questions.
I'd like to begin by extending a warm welcome to all of our CBIE members, partners, friends, and colleagues in international education. My name is Larissa Bizzo, and I'm the President and CEO of the Canadian Bureau for International Education. I'm delighted to be here today along with my colleagues from the CBIE 2020 conference team, Jacqueline Holt, our Director of Knowledge Mobilization, and our event planners, Alice Arhajar and Paige Prothero, to personally invite you to CBIE 2020, Canada's International Education Conference, and our first ever virtual conference. There's never been a better time to connect. We find ourselves at a critical juncture globally and locally. Societal challenges abound and are becoming more complex. With each passing day, inequalities, vulnerabilities, and cleavages deepen among citizens of the world. There's considerable work to be done globally to build societal resilience for the future. As part of this dynamic global environment, international education has a vital role to play in contributing to Canada's and the global community's recovery from the pandemic. CBIE 2020 is about creating a space for all of us to come together to chart the path forward for inclusive and sustainable internationalization within Canada and beyond. We've been working hard to create an inclusive virtual space where we can gather, connect, share, and learn from one another as we work collectively to harness the work of international education to help make the world a better, more inclusive, more sustainable, and resilient one for all. We wanted to create safe and supportive conference spaces accessible to a greater breadth of delegates. This year, for the first time, you will experience closed captioning and sign language services for key sessions presented at the conference. Over 5 days, our virtual program will showcase all of the elements of our face-to-face conference and some new experiences as well. And we'd like to share some of those aspects with you today. I'm going to start things off by talking about the panel discussions we have lined up over the week. We're really excited about the conference's upcoming plenary panels. Each day, we will host a plenary intended to nurture a national-level conversation about the future of international education in Canada. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll begin with a two-part panel, charting the path towards inclusive and sustainable internationalization in Canada in a post-COVID-19 world. As our institutions and teams experienced acutely over the last 8 months, the internationalization of education in Canada was severely disrupted due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Campuses were required to close, teaching and learning needed to move online, and the in and outbound mobility of students, faculty, and researchers largely ground to a halt. Now, these realities have represented seismic shifts for the international education sector in Canada and have certainly exposed some of the limitations and vulnerabilities of our work. But this crisis has also presented a unique opportunity to change and innovate in the work of international education and the ways and means available to us in continuing our important work. As stewards of international education and that whole endeavor in Canada, this conference panel in two parts is really about exploring how our sector should responsibly build back better, such that internationalization in Canada is made more equitable, sustainable, and resilient. We want to explore things like how best to collectively chart that path forward towards more inclusive and sustainable internationalization in a post-COVID world. And how do we shape and weave this path together coherently and ethically at national, provincial, and institutional levels? On Wednesday, we'll shift to a discussion on a global level in focusing around sustainable development. And we invite you to join a group of Canadian and international experts to exchange ideas and experiences on the role that the international education sector can and should be playing in advancing the goals of sustainable development and in helping to make a difference in the quality of life in our societies at local and global levels. The Sustainable Development Panel will kick off with a keynote address by Stephen Lewis, Canada's former ambassador to the UN and former special envoy of the Secretary General of the United Nations on HIV/AIDS. This will be followed by a moderated discussion with a really dynamic panel. And then on Thursday, we'll be hosting a panel discussion on harnessing the potential of intra-institutional collaboration in the post-COVID-19 Francophone education sector. It's really about talking about where we go from here. We're really excited about this dynamic week and hope that you'll be in a position to join us for these thoughtful conversations. I'll turn the word over to Paige to speak about some of the concurrent sessions that we have planned for you.
Thank you, Larissa. This year at CBIE 2020, we have over 70 concurrent sessions from a diverse range of presenters, speaking on a broad range of topics, including COVID-19, sustainable learning, research, technology, and much more. This year, we will have a record number of French sessions that are scheduled every day. We will be discussing topics of particular interest to the Francophone community, including equity, diversity, inclusion, and intersectionality, and a decolonial perspective of outbound mobility and research. In addition to the concurrent sessions, we will be holding our CBIE annual general meeting, which is open to all delegates, and our very popular immigration session with a panel of IRCC colleagues. For the first time, we will be holding separate sessions in English and French. Alisar, why don't you talk more about our virtual exhibitor hall?
Thank you, Paige. We're very excited to introduce our virtual exhibit hall. Although you will not meet face-to-face, our platform will allow you to still visit each booth, which includes over 20 exhibitors, who will be available every day from 12 to 1 and throughout the conference hours. So please be sure to stop by. Also, we invite you to join us on Wednesday, November 18 at 5 p.m. for the CBIE Excellence Awards Ceremony to celebrate 7 new recipients from across Canada. The conference is always a great place to reconnect with friends and colleagues and to meet new people, and Jacqueline will speak about some of those opportunities.
Thank you, Alisar. This year, we are bringing back Braindate by popular demand. We launched this networking platform at our conference last year, and it was a big success. With Braindate, you can schedule meetings or conversations around topics of interest to you and invite other attendees to join. Or you can join an existing conversation if the subject is of interest to you. Meetings can be one-on-one or small groups of up to 5 people. You will be able to schedule your Braindate meetings through the virtual platform once it's launched. Following the Excellence Awards that Alisar spoke about, we will be hosting a short gala event. Be prepared to dance in your seat as we are bringing back last year's highly successful band, the Big City All-Star Band, for an encore performance. We always have a photo booth at our gala, and this year will be no different, as we will be offering a virtual photo booth to capture a great memory of our first virtual conference. Our conference will also host the meetings of all CBIE professional learning communities and facilitated networking specifically for new professionals in international education, those members who are part of the International Network of Tomorrow's Leaders, or INTL. Our digital platform will also provide opportunities to reconnect with old friends, find colleagues, and network with all delegates attending the conference.
Thanks, Paige, Alisar, and Jacqueline. I appreciate hearing from the conference team. As you've heard from all of us, we have a full program with lots of different ways for you to enjoy the conference and to digest the really dynamic conversations that we hope to have over the course of the week. To find out more, we invite you to check out the conference pages on our website, cbie.ca, and follow us on social media. We really look forward to engaging with you all at virtual CBIE 2020 as we collectively seek to make a positive difference in this world through international education. See you soon.
That's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the CBIE podcast so you don't miss our next episode. If you're a member of the Canadian Bureau for International Education, please log into the Community Hub for some bonus content. Exclusive to CBIE members, the Hub is a user-friendly social network with forums managed by the lead of the Professional Learning Communities, PLCs, of CBIE. If you're not yet a member of CBIE, visit cbie.ca to learn more. See you next time!